Hi, Josh. No, I'm sorry. Matt's not here right now. He should be back soon. I think he was gonna go like run to the store or something. What's up? Oh, you left some stuff upstairs in his room? Okay, no worries. Sure, go ahead and go upstairs and go ahead and get what you need. No problem. It's always so nice to see you. Like, how's school doing and everything? I hope you're making good grades. Yeah, I know. I remember how tough school was when I was there, many, many years ago. Yeah, but you just gotta just make sure that you just try your best, and I'm sure that's all that your family wants from you, is just for you to try your best. Yeah, it's fine. Go to his room and like get what you need. When you come down, like I'm actually gonna make some lunch. I don't know if you wanted to kind of like hang out and just have something to eat with me, because I'm sure he should be back soon. Okay. So I'm making like sandwiches, like sub sandwiches. Would you like one? And what would you like on your sandwich? Okay, I think I can make something happen. So tell me, how are you and your girlfriend doing? I know the last time that you came by, I know I overheard you were talking to Matt that you guys were having some problems. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm sorry. I know that's tough. I mean, couples go through, rough patches all the time. So it's definitely all about if the two people are willing to stick through it and work through it together. And you guys, people could get through anything. How long have you guys been together for? Wow, a couple years. You guys have been together for a while. So she must be really special to you. I bet. Well, coming from a woman's perspective, if you want to make it work, I would definitely say both of you need to come through together, even if you have to go and talk to somebody. I'm sure everything will be okay. Oh my goodness, please do not call me Miss Johnson. Just call me Mom. I mean, you're like a son to me as well. You're always here, like 24/7, you always sleep over. So you're like a son to me too, so you can call me Mom. No problem. I mean, I know Josh really doesn't have too many friends, and you're basically like one of his really good ones. And you just know that you are always welcome here anytime. And I mean, any time you want. Oh, what do you mean? I didn't mean anything by that. I just meant that you're welcome here anytime that you want, anytime that you please. What do you mean? You saw something in my eyes when I said that? No, I'm just letting you know that, you can come by anytime that you want. I'm totally okay with it. Well, I would have to admit that I am always happy to see you. I'm always happy that you come by. Why is that? Well, not only do you make my son happy, but it gives me such wonderful eye candy to look at. I mean, just look at you. You have this amazing body of yours, and I can see that you always work out. You have this sweet, flashy smile that I'm sure drives all the ladies crazy. And then, of course, I'm sure you have such wonderful, wonderful things hidden down those shorts of yours. What do I mean? Well, I mean, I do see a certain bulge in your pants right now, and I think it would probably look so nice. I bet it's really big, and I bet it's really hard. What do you mean? What am I doing? Yeah, I know that I know that you're my son's friend. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean anything. I mean, are you afraid of me? I'm not gonna hurt you. Unless you want me to hurt you. Unless that's your thing. I can play into your game just as much as you play into mine. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. This amazing bulge down your pants right here. I've always, always wanted to see it. You have no idea how many nights I lay awake in my bed just playing with my pussy, rubbing my sweet cunt, thinking about air fucking cock and what it would feel like to taste it, what it would feel like to hold it in my hands, and what it would feel like to have it in every single hole of mine. I think I must make myself come at least like 3 times before I can just pass out and just fall asleep. So it is safe to say that I do have the sweetest of dreams at night, thinking about what it would be like to have this big, thick, young cock deep inside of me, pounding away at me, touching my walls, hitting my sweet spot. That drives me insane. Am I trying to seduce you? Oh, you silly boy. I don't try. I do. And I always succeed. So I'm not trying to seduce you. I am seducing you. And I know for a fact you're gonna let me do whatever I want to you. Because just as much as I want it and I think about it, I know you want it and I know you think about it too. How do I know? Because I can see it in your eyes every single time you come over. I mean, whether if it's me casually walking around in my bathing suit because I'm gonna get ready to go swimming in the pool, I normally see your eyes. They start to wander. They start at my eyes, of course, when you greet me, and you tell me hi when you first come by. And then they slowly make their way down to my lips as you're watching me talk. And then they make their way down to my chest, as you can see, just slightly a bit, that my nipples are hard through my bathing suit. Then they wander down to my tummy, then down to my print that you can see in the front of my bathing suit, and then down to my thighs, and then back up again to my eyes. I mean, I see you try to do it in one swift motion to where you think I don't notice, but as long as you've been coming here, and as long as I've been noticing you, I've always noticed the looks that you give me. It's just a shame that you never approached me before. So, if you're not gonna make the first move, I figured I should go ahead and make the first move myself. And that's what I'm gonna do today. I've always, always wanted to kiss those sweet, pouty lips of yours. Can I have a kiss, sweetheart? I promise I won't bite. Like I said, unless that's your type of thing that you're into. I mean, we all have dirty little secrets. I have quite a few that no one really knows about. Maybe I may show you some of them one day. Who knows? Just like how I imagined. Take off this shirt. I want to see that amazing body of yours that I always get to see when I watch you and my son play basketball. Oh my God, yes. Oh, look at that. Just perfect abs of steel. Look at those muscles. And that amazing V line. I can run my nails all over your chest and your back and your arms and just work my way through each and every crevice of yours. I mean, I must be careful. You do have a girlfriend, by the way, and I would not want to leave any type of, shall we say, incriminating evidence that would get you in trouble. No, I wouldn't dare not want to do that. But I am hungry, so I think I'm gonna have my lunch now. My sandwich. Oh, sweetheart, you're so cute. You are absolutely adorable when you try to play innocent. I am nowhere near hungry, for my sandwich no longer. Instead, I'm hungry for something else. What's that, you ask? Something that may be inside your pants, maybe? I'm hungry for that big, thick fucking cock of yours. I'm not gonna be coy. I'm not gonna play around anymore. I'm just gonna tell you like it is. I fucking want you. And I wanna take that fucking cock right now. Let's just get these pants down, shall we? Oh, God. So many clothes in the way. Oh, there it is. Oh, that fucking cock that I dream and play with my pussy to every single night. I want to suck it so bad. So much better than I thought it was gonna be. So long, so thick. So fucking hard. I'm just gonna lick, starting from your balls, put those in my mouth. All the way up, and long. Your long fucking shaft. Kissing it as I go all the way up to that thick, swollen head of yours. Leaking lots of yummy, sticky, gooey, pre-cum. Just leaking like a fucking faucet. Just wanna lick it all up. One single stroke and lick. A taste of a combination. Sweet and a bit salty. It's my favorite. I think you're enjoying yourself. 'Cause your cock is growing harder and harder
with each and every lick, and each and every kiss, and with each and every suck. There is something else that I would like to lick for you as well. What's that, you ask? I want to lick that tight little asshole of yours. Oh, sweetheart, don't think that because someone licks your ass and makes you any less than a man. Of course not. I mean, who doesn't like their asshole licks? Such a sensitive spot. I mean, just a tongue running up and down, making the smallest of circles all over it. You've never had it done to you? Well, let me be the first to do it then. Just gonna push your legs back like that. Don't be shy, I promise. I'm gonna make it feel so good for you, okay? Okay. Oh, I think he likes it. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna lick your fucking ass and stroke your fucking cock at the same time. You taste so fucking good, sweetheart. Still hungry though. I want you to fucking come in my mouth. I want you to explode and shoot your fucking load in my mouth, down my throat. I'm gonna make you fucking come. Are you close? Come for me. Shoot your load fucking down my throat. Give it to me. Come my fucking whorish mouth. My slutty tongue. Face. Oh, it was so yummy. You want to taste yourself? Come in. I think I'm gonna have lots and lots of fun with you. Yeah, every time you come over, I think we're gonna have lots of fun together. Oh no, sweetheart, don't worry. This will be our little secrets. Now, come on, let's get you cleaned up. I know he's on his way back home now.